The Embers. 959.M30. 479. Formerly Hierapolis. The Tower of Infinite Lords was less impressive than its name suggested. Three stories high, hexagonal, a pilaster of white gold rising from the peak of its roof. It was in fact smaller than any one of the weapons turrets on the Fidelitas Lex. But the structure exerted a dominance over 479 that more than justified its title.
"I was expecting something bigger," said Captain Jerilek.
Like his skin beneath, Jerilek's grey armour was covered in a continuous tracery of cuneiform, neatly inscribed passages from the Book of Lorgar in the tongue of Colchis, a sign of its wearer's devotion. At his back stood 40 word-bearers, their slab-grey armour anointed with blessed oils that glistened on squad markings and the rune of the Perpetual Spiral chapter. With them came Chaplain Melchiades, though Cor Pharaon had known him better as Dar Voldak back on Colchis. The first captain, the Keeper of Faith, favoured of the Urizen, had taken personal command of the last assault on the bastion of the church that called itself the Silvered Cup. Across Hierapolis, the cult's shrines and followers had burned. The last were to be slain that day by order of Lorgar Aurelian. With Cor Pharaon were 10 space marines of the Ashen Circle, warriors sworn to the destruction of all false idols and heresies.
"It is but a capstone, I believe," said Cor Pharaon. "If the confessions extracted from the noncompliant are to be trusted, that tower sits atop a necropolis that stretches beneath most of this city."
He cast an arm to encompass the ruins that surrounded them, buildings levelled by orbital and whirlwind missile bombardment the previous day. Amidst all of the destruction, and despite the ferocity of the attack, the tower still stood. The official Legion reports put this endurance down to a concealed energy field of some kind.
Cor Pharaon suspected that a more otherworldly force was at play, hence his decision to intervene directly in its raising, legitimizing the presence of his own men in the guise of the Ashen Circle. Men who knew the truth could not be buried nor burned.
"He doesn't even have guns," scoffed one of
Jerilek's subordinates, a sergeant named Bel Ashered.
Cor Pharaon was of a mind to recommend the squad leader to Erebus for promotion to the ranks of the Legion's chaplains, and this expedition was, though Bel Ashered did not know it, a test of temperament and loyalties.
"They will not shirk from being the first through the gates," replied Cor Pharaon, pointing his chainblade towards the tower's ornate entrance.
"The Emperor wills it, and it shall be done."
Bel Ashered raised his bolter in acceptance of the challenge, and then signalled for his squad to make ready for the attack. Melchiades stepped forwards, a grim figure in black, a tabard of grey over his armour, reminiscent of the Covenant priests of their homeworld, a sign that he had been raised from infancy in the embrace of the Holy Church.
Like Cor Pharaon himself, though the Keeper of Faith needed no such decoration for others to know his storied history.
"Dwellers within,"
the chaplain declared, his voice amplified to a roar by his armor's address system, ringing back from the stone walls.
"You have been found guilty of noncompliance with the desires of the Emperor of Mankind, refusing the benefits of enlightenment and denying the imperial truth. In persisting with your worship of false gods, you directly defy the mandates of Terra. Furthermore, in refusing to acknowledge the falsity of your worship, you commit the willful and persistent adherence to an error in matters of faith. There is but one law and law, and it is from him of Terra that it springs. Font of truth, the Emperor has claimed this world for the benefit of all humankind. You refuse to set aside your selfish vanity, and are therefore guilty also of treason against humanity. No clemency will be offered, no mercy shown. Your lives are forfeit, and your estates shall become one with the great Imperium of Mankind."
Such formalities observed, Jerilek signalled his warriors to advance, the squad of Bel Ashered at the spearhead of the attack.
Corpheron and his followers from the Ashen Circle followed close behind on foot, their hand flamers and barb-toothed axe rakes in hand, the speedy advance offered by their jump packs not required on this occasion. Bel Ashred himself reached the silver portal first, and placed a trio of melter bombs upon its surface before withdrawing. Their detonation turned the gates to charred splinters and molten metal, ripping a hole through the thick barrier to expose the broken bars and locks within. Wrenching open the doors, the word-bearers stormed the threshold, bolters spitting at some enemy as yet out of sight of Corpheron. Sparks of lasfire flashed past the Space Marines as they stormed the breach, flicking ineffectually from their warplate.